You're listening to Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. And here we are again. Another mass shooting, this one in Las Vegas Sunday night. It's the deadliest in modern American history, with at least 59 people killed, hundreds more injured. Among those shot dead was a native Vermonter, 35-year-old Sandra Casey of Dorset. And joining me now on the line from Washington, D.C. is Vermont Congressman Peter Welch. And thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
You know, I'll get right to it. Do you expect any legislative attempt to try and do something about gun laws to emerge from Washington following this latest mass shooting?
Well, it's been very dispiriting, the congressional reaction to mass shootings. What happens is that we have a moment of silence, and the members of Congress have heartfelt sorrow at the tragedy. But Congress has a responsibility to act, and it is consistently failed to act. Whether we're going to be able to get some action now remains to be seen. But, you know, this is really an epidemic. 59 people yesterday who lost their lives. The shooter had guns that were transformed into fully automatic weapons, is what the news appears to tell us, that were firing over 400 to 800 rounds a minute. And that's very much a military type of operation. And we still are struggling to have hearings. You know, the Speaker Ryan has the authority, yes or no, on having a hearing. And at the very minimum, we should allow folks who've got positions on this, victims, law enforcement people, advocates for Second Amendment, how do we take sensible action to try to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them?
Yeah, well, you know, you're a part of a bipartisan group of lawmakers. You're trying to bridge the gap between Republicans and Democrats on a number of issues. I'm wondering what your Republican colleagues tell you when you say to them, it's time to do something.
Well, they're split. There's a bill in the House that would get rid of the gun show loophole and have tighter background checks, and that's got bipartisan support. Peter King, from a Republican from New York, former law enforcement officer, and Mike Thompson, a member of the NRA, a Democrat, have this. And I think there's significant support, certainly in the majority of support in the Democratic Party, less so in the Republican Party. But this is where Congress, especially the House, can be extremely difficult, because whether we have a hearing or whether we have an opportunity to vote on legislation is a decision that in the House, the Speaker Ryan gets to make. And the bottom line here, I think, for us as in Congress, where it's our job to try to come up with some improvements in what is clearly a very, very bad situation, for us not even to have a hearing, for us not to even have a debate on practical steps that we can take that respect the Second Amendment but diminish the opportunity for a person who shouldn't have a gun to have one, that's really on Congress. So there'll be a movement among many of us to try to get those hearings. Senator Chris Murphy, a former colleague in the House, who represents Connecticut, where the terrible Sandy Hook tragedy occurred, is going to be pushing for better background checks. So the effort will continue, but I hear in dismay from my constituents and from people around the country that Congress doesn't even have a hearing, and we should.
Can you tell me about the status of a bill that would remove restrictions on silencers of weapons?
No, and that's it. There's two things. There is silencers on a weapon, and this also had a flash suppressor, and that made it very difficult for law enforcement to locate the source of the firing. So the suppressor issue is something that Mike Thompson is pushing, and I would support. And then this flash suppressor is another issue that just made this a battle-type scene where it was much more difficult for the police to locate where that shooter was coming from. It turns out that the smoke alarm went off, and that apparently is what tipped off police who responded.
You know, this subject is so divisive. It's so volatile. I know that just by asking you these questions about potential laws, I'll be accused of politicizing this issue. I don't know if a law can prevent another shooting like this. I just don't know. But I do know with some certainty that doing nothing will change nothing.
Well, you're doing nothing will change nothing. Here's the dilemma. We've had a long tradition, and this is particularly true in Vermont, of responsible gun use in respect for the Second Amendment. That's been particularly true in Vermont. And a lot of Vermonters teach their kids about nature. They get them out in the woods. They teach them about proper hunting and safety. And that's really good, and you want to maintain that. But what we're clearly seeing is that there is an epidemic of this mass violence, and it's not going to be as though a piece of legislation is going to solve it by any means. And even the gun background check probably would not have prevented this person from getting a gun. But doing nothing is acting as though there is no problem, and there is a problem. And in fact, we need some of our folks who are gun users help us pass practical legislation that does respect their right to have guns for proper purposes.
Do you think that will happen? Do you think that responsible gun owners like the kind that I'm sure you believe are here in Vermont would be able to step up and say, I believe in the Second Amendment, I believe I have a right to have guns, but something must be done to perhaps prevent the kind of weapons? If you're right, if these were semi-automatic weapons that were converted to be automatic, those semi-automatic weapons would have been legal. The automatic weapons already not legal, correct?
There are gun owners who can help. And in fact, Mike Thompson, the congressman from California, has been a lifelong member of the NRA. And so there are lots of folks who understand the importance of the Second Amendment. But they also understand the importance of what I would say is, and most people I think would agree, is common sense gun legislation. So there's got to be an engagement and a dialogue about what are some of the steps we can do.
Do you see any legislation coming out of this in the coming weeks or months?
I see legislation. I see members desperately trying to get a hearing. But whether we're going to have a hearing and whether we're going to have an opportunity to vote is really going to be the call of Speaker Ryan. And I'm pessimistic about his willingness to move.
Okay. Representative Peter Welch, thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you, Mitch.